One smelly cheese rind. I climbed the wooden staircase, lugging my suitcase behind me. It was then that I realized I would be staying in room 313. 313? Holy cheese! Are you superstitious? I'm not really. Well, maybe a little. Okay, maybe a lot. My teeth began to chatter just thinking about the number 13. How unlucky can you get? I reached my door and opened it. I switched on the light and almost fainted. I tried to remember the description of the room in the brochure. Uniquely decorated. Sea view. Bathtub with organic hydromassage. Own fridge. Own television. I looked around. No fridge. No television. Instead, I found a dark, dingy room painted a sickly green. The one window overlooked an open-air disco. Below, hundreds of rodents were dancing wildly to the rhythm of ear-piercing music. I stumbled to the bathroom, clutching my nose. Did I mention the place smelled? Instead of a bathtub, there was a large, rusty, metal bucket. This is not happening, I told myself. This is all just a bad dream. I sat down on the worm-eaten bed and closed my eyes. Inhale, exhale, I chanted. Yes, I was starting to feel a teeny tiny bit better. 2 minutes later, I heard a loud crack. Then, the bed collapsed under my weight. I opened my eyes. That's when I spotted the plate on my bedside table. It held a piece of stale bread and one smelly cheese rind. A plastic fork with a broken tine was stuck in the rind. The plate had been decorated with a big lettuce leaf. A snail sat in the middle of the leaf, munching away. There was an olive pit next to the leaf. I guess the snail liked olives, too. I chewed my whiskers in frustration. Was this the delicious snack? Was this the welcome? Was this a joke? At that moment, I noticed a small, greasy card by the plate. I read it out loud. For Mr. Geratimo Stilton, room 313. Geratimo? I squeaked, feeling the blood rush to my fur. Geratimo? Geratimo? I repeated, paws clenched. Cheese niblets! I threw the window open and stuck my head out. My name is Geronimo! Geronimo Stilton! I screeched. The loud music from the disco stopped abruptly. 100 rodents turned to face my window. Who's that mad mouse? I heard one mouse whisper. Must be some kind of wacko, another squeaked.
Too much sun, if you ask me,
a third voice added. Ashamed, I closed the window and drew the curtains. What I need is a nice hot shower, I decided. I lathered myself with soap and turned on the tap. Not a single drop of water came out. I stumbled to the phone to call the lobby. I should have known. The line was dead. I stamped my paw in disgust and slipped on the dirty carpet. I knew I shouldn't have trusted them, I groaned. I was too tired to go downstairs to complain. I was too tired to unpack my suitcase. I was too tired to cry. No, there was only one thing left to do. I pulled on a pair of dirty white pajamas I found hanging in the bathroom. Then I threw myself down on the smelly bed to try and get some sleep.